This program is brought to you by RTS on iTunes U from the Distance Education Department of Reformed Theological Seminary. For more information on RTS degrees and programs, please visit us at www.rts.edu or call 1-855-854-6920.
Whereby we are received into the number of God's children and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. It is a specific act. It is a right or an authority, exousia, that God gave us to become his children. It is not the same thing as regeneration. It's closely connected to regeneration. Regeneration is preeminently an act of the Holy Spirit. Adoption is preeminently an act of the Father. Of course, it's not a total separation because the Trinity is never separate. But there's an emphasis in Scripture that adoption is an act of the Father. In 1 John 3, 1 to 3, great love bestowed, called children of God, the Father. Ephesians 3, 14 to 15, Father for whom the whole family on heaven and earth is named, to whom I bow my knees, and so forth. Its place in the order of the application of redemption, I believe, I'm going to let you read that for yourself, being that you've read it in Murray, but be sure you reread it. In the bottom, those and only those who are justified by God are also adopted by God. Inheritance depends upon this adoption. The spirit of adoption. Romans 8, 15 and 16, and Galatians 4, 6. We have received the spirit of adoption as sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Because ye are sons, Galatians 4, 6, God hath sent forth the spirit of his Son into our hearts, causing us to cry, Abba, Father. It is a direct perception, not attained by discursive reasoning. It's not against discursive reasoning. It fits with discursive reasoning based on figuring out what the Scriptures say. It would have to be agreeable to it with the Scriptures to be valid. Nonetheless, it is a direct perception that I am in a saving, loving relationship to my Heavenly Father. So I inherently cry out, Abba Father, the intimate word for God. Sort of like, instead of saying God, the Lord. That's probably closest we'd have in our way of speaking of God personally and intimately. We unmistakably perceive we're reconciled to him. He loves us. He cares for us. He's with us. That's the spirit of adoption. There's a hymn that you used to hear. People used to work on our place in the summers. It's not in good English, but it's absolutely right. I often think of some of those old hymns I used to hear in the fields and around the back of barn. And this one, and I know you could say it's all subjective, but nonetheless, it's right. Is it? You can feel it in your soul. You can feel it in your soul, and you don't have to ask nobody. You can feel it in your soul. Now, I know that could be Hinduism, Buddhism, but it's still true that the counterfeit doesn't remove the genuine. That God breathes through his Holy Spirit into your spirit so that you immediately, intuitively know the love of God shed abroad in your heart. It's the spirit of adoption. And I agree with Martin Lloyd-Jones that I don't think on earth is anything higher than that. Now, I know it's more Christ-like to do deeds of service and thoughtfulness of others, and that's where it will lead you. But as far as anything good that can ever happen to you in this world, I don't believe there's anything finer, anything higher than this. It's glorious spirit of adoption. And I've had a lot of good things happen in my earthly pilgrimage. It's a tremendous number of blessings. None of them are up to that. Our Christian life is, and here, you know, I might be speaking to somebody, I don't know about that. But if I am, hear me out. Hear God using an unworthy person. Our Christian life is not primarily a matter of hard bondage to a tough taskmaster. Don't you think I hadn't had over the years seminary students that I felt like that's how they looked at God? And I mean, a few that I got to know well and could speak to in this way in private setting. And sometimes ministers in your own presbytery. But he is not a hard taskmaster. He is a loving Heavenly Father that is literally thrilled to have you in his presence and to help. R.A. Webb, in his book on Christian experience, he's one of the Southern Presbyterians that wrote helpfully on adoption. He was a son-in-law of Gerard Dow. He didn't do his actually, he wrote a whole book on it, book on adoption. It's not nearly as good as his father-in-law's one article on adoption, but it's better than I could have done. But Webb, in a different book, Christian Experience, is stronger than his book on adoption, said, failing to take account of adoption in connection with regeneration would be like giving one the rights of a child without the spirit of a child. Gerard Dow, Discussion of Theological Questions, and the marvelous chapter on adoption, best I've ever seen in English. Justification does not of itself entitle to an inheritance. Adoption does. Justification conveys a title to the rewards of moral government. Adoption, a title to the inheritance of sons. And Gerard Dow, I think, is right. Turretin says adoption and justification are the same. I think he's wrong. He's a wonderful man. I love his writing. At that point, he was weak. He was wrong. John Murray is excellent on adoption, both in redemption, Compton applied, and even more so in volume two of his works. Murray's one of the best. But Gerard Dow is right, and I want you to know this for your test. The scriptures make a difference between justification and adoption. Adoption is over and beyond it. Adoption is higher. It couldn't happen without justification. But it takes you beyond it. And the Westminster Standards have a chapter on it. It's a short one, but a marvelous chapter on adoption. And adoption accomplishes something distinctively different from that achieved by effectual calling and justification. Gerard Dow is good here. A justification determines our relation as subjects and servants to God as ruler and judge. Adoption, our relation to God as Father. It is one thing to be approved by a governor, another to be loved by a father. So regeneration is the act of saving grace, while adoption is that act of grace that restores filial standing. Redemption contemplates and secures adoption as the apex of privilege. I do want to quote this from Gerard Dow on page 9-4. I like this. I think this is right. The servant with hat in hand stands at a respectful distance awaiting the orders of his master. The child of God rushes into the presence of his father, leaps in his lap, and nestles in his bosom.
The preceding program has been brought to you by RTS on iTunes U and may not be reproduced or disseminated in part or in whole, for sale or for profit, without express written consent. For more information on RTS degrees and programs, please visit us at www.rts.edu or call 1-855-854-6920.